Blog Talk Radio.
And they say if we'll only avoid any direct confrontation with the enemy, he'll forget his evil ways and learn to love us. All who oppose them are indicted as warmongers. They say we offer simple answers to complex problems. Well, perhaps there is a simple answer, not an easy answer.
I got that black on black skin tone, actual fact syndrome. That's why I dropped the jewel in every verse you heard me shit on. Okay, it's a slumdog opera, the tale of a king whose name wasn't on the roster. My road to glory was road to perdition, and act two, the turn, is just the memoirs with no omissions. We came a mighty long way from standing near the stove in the cold, the greatest story ever told. The realest niggas see the pain in my storyboards. The true believers say, wallahi, I support the board. My life feel like a highlight reel. This is lightning striking, feel how the zeitgeist feel. Get a slight chill.
I got these niggas breezy.
My swag is on 1.21 gigawatts, 10 trillion kilowatts, hardcore thriller pop, Michael Jackson, nigga rock. Google me, baby, understand where I'm coming from. My destiny's to hit a grand slam when my number comes. All hail the lyrical, grand wizard imperial. Niggas signed a dotted line with hope, that's a miracle. And I ain't lead the thugs alone. The humble and meek will surely inherit the mud we own and shoot up every club we clone.
Let that bitch breathe.
The flow is too atomic, the poetry's too Quranic. A young prophet Muhammad. And I could drop a verse to change the whole vibration, the whole rock nation, the whole live nation. So pour libation, beware but prepare for the polarization. It's the globalization. Warn all the clergymen and notify Satan. I've been waiting, it's the notarization. I've been patient.
I got these niggas breezy. Don't worry about it.
1,000 kisses to the haters, cause they made me greater. 1,000 wishes from 1,000,000 slaves to raise a savior. 1,000 visits to these dickheads at these major labels. From Big Daddy Kane to Big Daddy Kane and Abel. You pay a cost to be your boss, nigga. I paid the wager. Master both sides of the force. And plus I made my saber. Yes, sir. I'm a soldier of love. Drowning all my sorrows and woes in the club. My white boys say that shit you spit last year, bro, was like a real fine Merlot in the cashmere throw. Some black chicks say he up. White women, they love me. My Asians and my mommies don't put nothing above me. I call it as it happened, the art of quality rapping. One autobiographical chapter could start up the rapture. And even though I walk in the narrow valley of death, all I see is green pastures, bitches screaming from the rafters.
I got these niggas breezy. Don't worry about it.
Try to keep it under an hour. Showing up at a special late time today. Trying to get it on and popping. What's up to everybody out there listening in on the line and calling in? What's going on with everybody? I'm waiting for, you know, the esteemed guy. If Carlin actually let me shoot a text, but it don't even really matter. We keep it going. I always say this. Every show, you always hear me saying it don't even matter. We keep it going because, you know what I'm saying, that's what I do. It don't even really matter, you know what I'm saying, because when you have the information in your head, you can just sit back, relax, you know what I'm saying, roll something up, you know, crack your favorite non-alcoholic beverage, and we can go in, no doubt. You know what I mean? We can definitely go in. Today's topic is definitely, we're calling this the Revenge of the Nerd Show. Basically, we're putting out there a roundtable discussion. Basically, if, you know, are the nerds, the technical aspect of the hip-hop game, is it taking over? You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely we're going to have some people calling on that shortly. You know what I mean? Hopefully, whether. But I can never do that. Excuse me. You know what I mean? Y'all know me. I'm sitting here, you know what I mean? smoking on it, ooh-wee. So, you know, that's how it is when you have live radio. Shit like that's happened. So look a shot for me.
Yeah, baby.
But, yeah. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to go into this, the whole Hillary Clinton 2016 presidential bid, you know what I'm saying, bid, definitely go in with that, you know what I'm saying, hopefully get the homie Rojo, a.k.a. West, chiming on that. I'm also going to go in, give my take on the Kevin Hart, Will Ferrell movie, Get Hard. And, of course, I might go into some sports talk, you know what I'm saying, talk about the big fight that's coming up here shortly between Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao, you know what I'm saying? So we're definitely going to get into that. But I got a new board right now that the sound quality is supposed to be better. So let me see if I can get the man's intro on for him right now. Wes, you with me?
Yo. Yeah,
What's going on, man? Yes, sir.
Yeah, what up?
Loud and clear, we got Rojo West in second.
Yeah, baby.
What's going on, sir?
Reporting live from the studio, just dropped a new track.
Oh, wow. Oh, what's going on over there? Hello? Oh, we lost Wes. Hopefully he can call back in. You know what I'm saying? He might be in that bad area if he's down there in the studio. You know what I'm saying? Let me see if we can get him back on.
Yo.
Yeah, you're back on.
Did I cut out on you?
Yeah, you did. I kind of figured, you know what I'm saying?
All right, I'm on my way upstairs right now. I'm going on the porch.
Okay. Yeah, let's get that. I don't know. Are you at the Medieval Studios right now?
Yeah, I'm at the Medieval Studios.
Okay, that's what's up. Shout out to Medieval Records and all that.
Me and Reno just dropped a new joint.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind being the first one to hear it. I mean,
as soon as we get it all mixed up, we'll send it to you.
Yes, sir.
We literally just recorded it.
Yes, sir. Oh, y'all just basically getting done with the song.
Yeah, because he laid a verse, like, I think it was yesterday, played it, and was like, yo, you should put a verse on this. All right, cool. So I wrote my verse, recorded it, and then now I'm calling you after we listened to it like 2-3 times.
Cool, and I appreciate that, Cutto. You know, it definitely makes it easy for me. You know what I'm saying? You know, but I definitely want to touch down on, you know, on some of these issues we said we were going to talk about. I had a slight free interview with you earlier. You know what I'm saying? But I definitely want to get into the the news and notes aspect of this thing, you know what I'm saying, of the aspect, and really go in, because I know that you was covering something about fast food, and I know that you wanted to discuss that. Did anything go on that little study? Did you even touch the surface on that? Can you give me a little bite or something of what you've been doing on your
research?
I wish I could, but that completely slipped my mind.
So I really got to look in on that, because I was just talking about it with one of the people I work with, and she was telling me like how girls are developing faster than she was, and might be due to fast food. And I'm like, huh, that might be worth something looking into. But I never had a chance to look into it.
Okay, I definitely want to talk about. I definitely basically just want to just go ahead and dive head first into it, and really, really talk about what's going on, and everybody, you know, if you're out there, you know, and everybody, and this is one of these things when I started this radio show, and you know, and they tell you to stay away from three things, and that is religion, you know what I mean, politics, you know what I'm saying, and give me one more. Which one is taboo that we are not afraid to talk about? And I want to let everybody know, if you're out there, you want to get online, Reno Shebang, I think you're out there. Hit that one button if you want to get on the line there, brother. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, this is a new format to the people out there listening. You know what I'm saying? To the people out there listening, the lady, I don't have that cool, awesome, sexy lady calling in anymore that tells you you have to hit the one button. So I have to tell you. So I think, I have to tell you, you know, I didn't get that. I don't get the sexy lady no more. But I see the homie hit the button. Let me get his intro music popping.
It's a bang bang. I gotta do my bang bang. It's a bang bang.
What's happening?
What's going on,
what's
sir?
Happening?
We got Reno Shebang, CEO of Medieval Records, Jal Saddle, everything going down.
How you doing,
bro? What's going on? I'm all right.
That's right. Yeah, I just caught a little bit of tail end of the conversation, and just got done dialing the number, and she heard the tail end of the conversation.
Yeah, we didn't even go in yet, and we didn't even really scratch the surface on anything yet, but
right.
I'm going to talk to you guys because so you guys know there is a 3-second rule, and it's not me; it's just a delay, so we don't end up talking over each other. So, you know what I mean, just when somebody gets done speaking or something, just wait 3 seconds, because on my end, you're not done, but you're done, but the audience doesn't hear it, so we end up talking to it on each other. So I did the research, so we have to just wait 3 seconds, you know what I'm saying, before we even respond or something, because it's like a 3-second delay for the listener. So just to throw that out there so we don't end up sounding like, because we're not cutting each other off to us. But it sounds like we are, because we're not doing the 3-second thing. But we didn't even touch anything yet, Reno. Well, we was just let me talk to you for a second. Get up in your business. I just heard this guy just made a record. What's going on with that? Can you talk a little bit more about it?
Well, it's the jam's called, you know, the Subconscious. You know, it's just to make people think. Try to get people in their subconscious, the stuff that, you know, they think about every day. You know, the people that, you know, some of the people that make wrong decisions, just basically just trying to get in people's subconscious, you know. I mean, I let the record speak for itself. I don't want to, you know, go too into it and then misrepresent the whole jam, you know what I mean? You know, so I let that speak for itself. We didn't even finalize it or nothing. You know, we still editing it and doing all that good stuff. Just laid it tonight, so... You know, we're going to take it from there.
Okay. I want all the listeners out there right now, because we're about to do this here, I need you to whatever your vice is, grab your vice, you know what I mean, preferably a non-alcoholic beverage.
mine is a little alcoholic.
Absolutely. So basically, this is basically, we're going to have a roundtable discussion. We haven't really did a show in 2 weeks. Reno, you've been estranged.
Yeah.
So, but I know what you've been doing, brother. So you know, it ain't. Nah, I'm just joking with you. But
it's
basically the lineup for tonight, and we can. And like I said, whatever you guys want to talk. But basically, I wanted to get you guys' take, or even the caller's take, on Hillary Clinton's 2006 presidential bid. I don't know if you guys seen the new Will Ferrell movie, the Kevin Hart movie, Get Hard. You know what I mean? And we'll probably talk some Mayweather-Pacquiao. But I definitely hold on real quick because I got to figure something out. Somebody got some mean background noise going on right now. I got to figure out who it is. Okay, let me see.
It's probably me because I'm on the porch. I'm coming in the
hold
house.
On. Let me see. Okay. Yeah, that's you going in the house. I hear it. Okay.
Yeah.
You straight? Yeah, I see. I hear it. Okay, he's straight. Everything's cool. You still with us?
Still in the building.
Okay. If you can, just find a place where you can get comfortable and just sit down. Because, like, this stuff is, like, they change up the whole thing over there. We sound just a little bit better than AM people. So, yeah, they, you know, I got some snazzy looking board over here, but the quality's getting better. But now the mics are real crisp and synthesized. I can hear everything.
Nice.
But, so, let's go in. I'm going to throw it out there. We'll take it to you real fast, Bruce. Do you see any change coming in 2016 if Hillary Clinton gets the presidency?
The Hillary Clinton presidency?
Yeah, she's
really
running.
Change?
She's running in 2016.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I caught a little glimpse of that. But I think the only change is the fact that she's running again. That's pretty much the only change. She's just doing it again. Her policies and everything, or anything like that, she just put her agenda on the plate. Not saying that, you know, fashion a woman president, because I know how some people – you know, feel, and I don't want to destroy anyone's thoughts of, hey, a woman president, but, you know, just that she didn't get her agenda on the table, and the only change is that it's 2016 instead of when she ran last time. You know, I'm not one to, you know, favor. I don't do the, okay, woman president or whatever. The policies are good, and you speak my language. I'm on your side. But if you talk, you know, a lot of bull yin yang stuff that I don't understand, you know, I know the agenda's wrong.
I can totally agree on that. I don't see anything changing. I just feel as though that it's just why at this point it's almost to a point where they're just saying, hey, why not? You know, they had a black president.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Why not throw a girl in there? Why not throw a Mexican? Because at the end of the day, I feel as though at this point, ever since Bush, that the total position of being a presidency is a joke at this point. I feel as though they desensitized the situation. I feel as though that it's not, it doesn't even really hold weight per se anymore, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It's being a president. So I think that no, really nothing's going to change myself, even if she gets in there, because, I mean, I mean, I don't believe in the Republican Democrat crap. You know what I mean? I think it's two sides. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And how about this? There will be change, but for the worse.
Right.
My take on it, if another woman was running, I would vote, but not Hillary. And why? Because I don't want people to get comfortable with the idea of brand name in presidents. So therefore, if another Clinton or another Bush or another Obama wants to run, they're automatically going to get votes just because of their last name, and I'm not comfortable with that.
Yeah, I know what you mean. If you look at it, you know, when it first came, you know, the first Obama vote presidency thing, everybody went out and voted. You know, it was people didn't even really listen to what he was saying, the policies and stuff like that, because honestly, 85, maybe my percentage may be wrong, but we're going to go with 85% of just everyday people do not understand what it is as far as politics. All the foreign policies and all that stuff, people don't understand that on a regular basis. So they're just thinking of picking out all the good stuff that they hear. Like, okay, well, this is a good president. And that's what they do. That's what they do with every single president. So honestly, now in the 2000s, being a president's just like, it's just your celebrity. That's all it is. You know,
basically.
People don't. And I think they should, honestly, I think to a degree, starting in sixth, seventh grade, they should teach politics so that people have a basic understanding of what is going on. Because nobody wants to pay attention because they don't know what's going on. They don't understand it. So, I mean, you're going to tell me.
True.
I know nobody really listens to a dog because they don't understand a dog or an animal, you know. And there's some people who talk to their dog animal and thinks they actually respond, you know, and they feel the connection. They're paying attention, but there may not be a connection, but they're still paying attention. But that's what it is. I think people should at least have, you know, they should do it in the schools. Let's teach politics in schools, not –
No,
just the basic
language.
You know what I mean?
Politics aren't that hard to understand if you really look into it.
Right, right. If you look into it, actually, are interested in wanting to know what's going on. There's some people say, you know, skeptics or whatever you call them, that, oh, the government won't do us wrong because they're the government. Whoa. That is taking it a step beyond redundant. You know, people should understand more before they start, you know, doing. And they say they don't judge the book by its cover. You know, some people like to read the back of the book and get the short story, but still don't have an understanding to the full, you know what I mean, the full story.
True.
It's crazy.
And I'll admit, I was one of those people who would just read the back and do a book report on it.
Yeah, we all have our different outlook and outtakes on life and stuff, but I think really they should, teach politics, not drill it in the kids' head, but at least give them a little bit so that when they hear something, they will understand what's going on. You know what I mean?
True. That way you don't have to just take everything for face value.
Right.
It's almost
right.
Like when you go to a doctor, they can tell you whatever they want because you don't know any better.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, we got to do this, that, and the other thing because it's all messed up. And you don't know any of the doctor terms. So you're going to be like, okay, it sounds good, so let's do it. You know, and that's where you get the missing case of people getting their arms taken off because it was the wrong patient. You know, stuff like that has been happening. I get my arm taken off because you don't know what's going on. You know, but as far as Hillary,
no, continue. I'll cut you off. Good.
So as far as Hillary Clinton, I mean, you know, nobody knows what she stands for. I mean, what she stood for before, everyone that's in, you know, that, you know, smoke. the way we did in this stuff and look at, you know, we look at inside on the bottom, you know, top and bottom. You know, but if she tried to come with that same agenda, which it possibly just got thicker, more piled on there. Hopefully it's not like that, but, you know, we never know.
See, my whole thing about it is, it just feels like a why not situation, like I said before. Like, we have a black
right.
president, why not just toss the girl out there? You know what I'm saying? Just for shits and giggles, because, I mean, at the end of the day, just like Obama, nobody really knew what he stood for. Nobody really knew what his policies were. People, let's just admit, people voted for him because he was black. You know, a lot of people
right.
did. There's not nobody, and if you can, just hit the one button on your phone, and you tell me if you could. But a lot of people didn't know his policies. You know, they just did it because the nostalgia of a black guy being there, somebody different. So now it's like, okay, if a black guy got in there, that's what it feels like to me. It's like nobody knows what our policies is. What is she running on? Remember, like, people used to run on something. Like, there was like, hey,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to bring the troops home. I'm going to end the war. I'm going to balance the budget. I'm going to do this. It's just like, and Wes, I would like for you to build on that more as far as the branding of presidents. You know, it's like, let's just vote for her on the strength of her last name. That's Bill Clinton's wife. So let's have it without us even not knowing what she even stands for yet. And here it's only, here we're not even through 2015 yet. We're talking years, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's almost like she's almost a shoe-in.
Yeah, and as I was saying, like, that's basically what I didn't want, people to start brand naming presidents and just pick them off of face value and have them predetermined before you even heard them speak. Like, if I can compare this to something, recently I've heard Biggie's son spit, and to me he's doo-doo. But people would probably like him just simply because he is Biggie's son.
Okay, hold tight, man.
Right.
Hold on. Somebody went to the top of the line. We got a caller. 724, ending at 5546. You're on the air of the Smoke Radio.
I just wanted to say that you don't know her policies yet because she's not campaigning yet. So, of course, you don't know which policy she's running on because she hasn't started campaigning. That's all I got to say.
Oh.
I'm getting off.
Okay, hold on. I like that.
No.
Okay. You got it. But okay, we do not know what she's campaigning on. And that was something good.
True.
But at the end of the day,
true.
But at the end of the day, ain't she supposed to just promise us something just for her to wet our whistle a little bit? Come on, caller.
Hold on. Maybe so. You might not know what she's campaigning for now, but if you look at her history with her last presidency run, you knew what she campaigned for then. So you should have an idea of what she's going to push.
That's what I was saying about the whole policy thing. For her policies is the same where it is, you know, then you have an idea what's going on. But for her to actually be in the runnings, she'd have to, you know, say what she's going to do to actually start to get a vote for people. Because if she doesn't, then people are not going to take interest in what she has to say, or even her presidency campaign. You know what I mean? So she has to say something. So give us a hint of where her policies are going to be. Before the campaign comes out, she still has to speak. We're not obligated to vote before that, you know, but she still has to give us some increment where she stands so that when it does come to voting time, we know what she's about. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Is she supposed to bake the cake, caller? Yes. You got it. Now, Wes, can you continue on your branding of a president thingy?
Well, when it comes to, I basically said my piece. Like, I don't want to see
like
these brand name
like
presidents.
Situation.
like, if another Kennedy comes up, oh, his last name is Kennedy or her last name is Kennedy, I'm going to vote for them.
Because of the, yeah, I see what you're saying. But, I mean, honestly, the branding of presidents' names, that is, we could go totally somewhere else with that. But we started out at Hillary, so I'm not going to comment on the brand and the president thing. I'm just going to keep the topic on Hillary because, you know, we could take that totally somewhere else.
Yeah, Hillary, they're linked. The fact that her last name is Clinton links
right.
the two topics. So
right.
we don't
want to
treat presidents like clothes.
Yeah, and also the fact that she ran before, you know, gives that, you know, the topic within itself. The fact that she's
true.
Already there. I mean, if it was her first time again, you know, if it was her first time, just like the first time she ran, it's like, okay, well, we got Bill Clinton's wife running. She was already in the background when Bill Clinton was president, so she was pretty much there to begin with. So it's like, oh, Hillary's running. And it's like, you don't even think about that. You're just like, okay, it's Bill Clinton's wife. It's Hillary. She's running. Because during his term, she was pretty much president already. You know
true.
What I mean? But now
okay,
she's running. Now she's running again. She's running again, you know, and now – we don't know any. We don't know who else is running. We just know Hillary because you know they made a big guff about it. So,
well, no,
you know,
I know Rand Paul and Marco Rubio are running.
I like Rand Paul. Rand Paul, like
Rand
in the
Paul,
Republican.
Yeah,
let's bring
that's
the,
Ron
let's bring the
Ron
caller
Paul's
back
son.
On. Hold on, guys. Let's bring the caller back on. Caller, you're back on air, and then in 5546.
Ted Cruz.
I always love to hear from
you.
Is that
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
You're on air.
I don't even know what to say. We're talking about the Clintons, the Bushes, all these names that keep coming up in politics. That's what they do, though. It's not like you're not voting for somebody just because of their last name.
You'd be surprised how many people do, though.
And you would be surprised at how many people are going to vote for Ted Cruz, too. Like, it's just stupid. People are stupid. There's a lot of stupid voters. That's an uneducated vote. I'm annoyed by this whole conversation.
I think you're annoyed because you are a Hillary fan.
I'm definitely a Hillary fan. And she's not. She hasn't even run for. She's running for the Democratic nomination. You're jumping ahead. You're going way too far ahead. There's a lot of.
Go ahead. I didn't follow the 3 second rule. Go.
There's a lot of time before we even know that she's going to run for president, or that she's going to be in the running for president as a Democratic nominee. So the primaries.
Okay. Now, all right. Now, with that being said, now you being a Democrat, okay, I would like to think you're
I'm
a Democrat.
I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a registered Democrat. I'm registered independent.
Okay. You're
an independent. I don't vote in the primaries. So I don't vote in the primaries.
Okay. In your honest opinion, let's be clear here. In your honest opinion, you know good and well that Hillary's pretty much a shoo-in to take it all down. Who's going to run against her, caller?
I'm hoping she does. I like
okay.
your outlook.
Okay. So with that being said, so let's not even go and get into all the whole, hey, we don't know what she's running on for, what her whole platform is. You already just admitted yourself that there are dumb voters out there. So, therefore, there's a lot of people basically thinking, hey, that's Bill Clinton's wife.
No,
you know I mean?
I don't
that's
think anybody – that is the dumbest
not,
thing ever. How about that she was Secretary of State? How about that she has an extensive political background? Like, I think that's the dumbest thing ever to say that people are going to vote for her just because she's Bill Clinton's wife. That's just crazy to me. There's so much more reason to vote for her than that she's Clinton's wife. I understand that there's people that are just stupid. People are stupid just vote Republican just because they think that that's what they're supposed to do because they're anti-abortion, so they vote Republican. That's the same premise. That's stupid.
Okay.
You have
now,
these backwards rednecks voting Republican. People, they don't even care about them. That's totally... That's dumb. I know. I do not admit that majority of voters who vote for Clinton are going to vote for her based on her last name. No, I do not admit that. Do I? I would say I would base it more on because she's a woman than I would because her last name is Clinton. And I also think that Bill Clinton was one of the greatest presidents we ever had.
How about Oprah just be her? Would you like Oprah to be her running mate?
She would never win if Oprah was her running mate.
I don't see why not. But hold on. You just admitted that there are stupid voters, okay? There are stupid people to do this. So don't admit. You're saying you're putting yourself in their shoes. This is not you. I'm talking about other people that said that. And you know there's a good majority of people that vote for. There was a movie based on that, Distinguished Gentleman by Eddie Murphy, where he got shoot in just on the strength of his last name.
Mm-hmm.
So don't admit that there are people that
Oh, so movies, I mean movies. Movies predict reality all the time.
Okay, so at the end of the day, you know he's a shoo-in. She's a shoo-in. You just admitted yourself like, yeah, people are stupid. They are dumb, stupid voters, and they don't know policy. They just vote. So you take that with a... educated
it's
voter,
always been like
I
that.
Think,
look how
I would like to think that you are. With you and other people, she can get in.
Bush won for a second term. There are a lot of stupid voters.
Bush
Come
won
on.
For a second term because of 9/11, though, and you know that he was a wartime veteran.
He should have lost because of
9/11.
If you want to get technical, he should have lost because of 9/11. He should have lost because of 9/11, not won a second term because 9/11.
I'm going to let the guys hit you. Hey, Wes, you want to chime in here? Arena, you guys want to talk to the caller? Because
my thing is, you are giving people too much credit. Just because you think it shouldn't have happened, just because you think it won't happen, that doesn't mean it won't. It will happen because people are that stupid. And that's what I'm trying to relay here.
Oh, does anybody remember this? I don't know how far I come. Does anybody remember that?
I don't.
You don't remember
no.
that? You don't remember the Hillary Clinton?
Yes, I do. I do.
Do you remember that?
I do.
Yes.
I do. I do.
Yes.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I wish I had that clip. I would play it
I
right
know,
now.
Right?
I do. I do remember.
Yeah.
I do remember when she had the fake Southern accent, and she was down in Kentucky, campaigning in Kentucky, and she's a blue blood from like New York or something, and she had this Southern accent, and she was talking like black people, and hey y'all, she was talking like Paula Deen.
Right.
That's not talking like black people. That's talking Southern.
Oh, applaud yourself.
But the whole point is, why was that needed? That was the whole point. Why was that needed? You know, that's just a smidgen of...
Oh, there you go. Base your whole voting history on whatever the hell you just are talking about. Because I have
no
idea
was...
what you're referring to.
You remember that?
You have to hear the clip.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now.
Okay, you look it.
It
up, unhit the one and hit the one button again, and then look up Hillary Clinton talking like a Negro. That's the thing. And hit the one button.
Oh, you just said it was. Hello.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Nothing. I'm waiting for you to look at the clip. We're gonna sit here and wait for you to look at the clip.
Oh, I'm looking for it. I can't find it.
Okay.
I'm going to type in exactly what you said, too.
Yes, Hillary Clinton. And hit the one button, because I'm going to let these guys finish your points, and just hit the one button when you hit, see, Hillary Clinton wants to talk like a Negro.
So stupid. All right, I found it. I found it.
Okay. Is it
she was in a black church. She was in a black church.
Yes.
Is that what you're referring to?
Yes. Hillary Clinton talks like a Negro. And I want the listeners out there to do that too. And if you're online, look it up. Hillary Clinton talks like a Negro.
Don't vote for us.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Don't vote for us.
I don't believe it. Listen, I'm not even, you know what I'm saying? I'm not even, I know one thing, Keish. Long as they keep the whistling on,
it's Obama's fault.
We're good.
How'd you know who I was? Marlon.
Okay.
Marlon.
Hold on. That was so done on purpose right there. My name is Smoke, and
okay.
I want to explain this right now.
How did you know who I was?
I didn't. I really did not until now. Now you most definitely. Definitely been. You just want to co-host with the. You just want to ride shotgun with. And now that I know who this is, because I definitely was going to hang up on you.
What was the other topic you said you were going to talk about tonight?
Oh, I was going to talk. Oh, did you see the Get Hard movie? I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that.
Yes, I knew that there was something I wanted to talk about. I hated it. Yes, I did see it. It reminded me of Bringing Down the House. I thought it was totally stereotypical and racist. The only good thing about it was that Kevin Hart had never been to jail.
I want everybody out there to check it out. You know what I'm saying? Don't check out Get Hard. You know what I think it is? I think it was Malibu's Most Wanted.
I thought it was Bringing Down the House. I think it was Queen Latifah. I'm going to bring up
the G word. I thought it was pretty gay. It was, how about this? What is just going on with movies, period, that they just have to have this gay humor in it? Why? What makes it so funny?
Oh, my God, that's been
going
on for years. No, that's been going on for years. People are just saying this now. What about, yes, it has. What about Flip Wilson when he dressed up as a woman? What about Nipsey Russell? What about Some Like It Hot? Birdcage, good. Marilyn Monroe and Walter Matthau and Some Like It Hot when they dressed up as women. Boys and Buddies. Peter Scolari. Tom Hanks dressed up as women.
Keep on going. Keep on
this
going.
This has been going
because
on forever. This is nothing new.
Okay. And my whole thing about it is, don't you see a pattern here? If one person does it, why does everybody else have to do it? If one person does
it, my God.
Why keep on doing
it? Works.
Why keep on doing
it? Works.
It? What's so
funny? Does it work?
Okay. Can you ask me? Can you tell me? It does not work. It's forced. It's not funny. What was so funny in American Pie about a boy drinking a cup of cum? Not at all. What is funny about that? Educate me. What type of humor is that? Dick jokes and butt jokes. That is not funny.
That's teenage white boy humor. That is funny to teenage white boys.
Well, I am not a teenage white boy, and I did not find that at all. And you know, I'm going to do it again.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Nope. I'm not going to be watching that shit. Hey, guys, you want to help me out here? You just didn't see the movie, so I don't know.
No, I didn't even get to see it yet.
Even that, what is the purpose? Educate me. Why? What is so funny about dick jokes, men on top of men, all this type of stuff, fucking sexual innuendo and the shit? What is so funny about that? I've seen Horrible Bosses, too. Same shit. You know, the movie's funny, but it gotta throw some gay zinger in there just to fuck up the whole shit. Why is it even necessary? Why? Why? Just tell me.
Because it works.
You know what I think it is? Go, guys, go. You have the floor. I'm going to mute myself for a second. I'm fired up. I'm going to mute myself. Let's go.
I think that,
your guess is as good as mine. I don't get it either.
I think, honestly, you know, with the whole beginning, the turn of the century, millennium, all the gay bills passing, you know, everything is an open field in that area. So they're going to put it in movies. Well, they've been doing it. You know, honestly, they've been doing it. People just notice it now because behind it, the bills and the freedom for, you know, gay people to get married and do what they want.
Because
people
are realizing it now because it's not just entertainment anymore. It was always just entertainment. Now that it's crossing over into your personal life, what you vote for into politics and state legislator, that's when everything changes. Now everybody wants to have a voice.
Right. With the back behind it, the gay rights and all that other stuff. I mean, you know, people are saying, oh, well, they're giving gay rights, so now everything else is noticed. Like if somebody buys a pink buggy, you know, the bug, you're going to look at bugs, you know, beetle bugs. You're going to see them all over. What is this? Why is everybody buying bugs? Why has everybody got bugs now? Just because I bought one, it seems like everybody else is buying one, but you didn't notice that until you bought one. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, you know what I mean? And it's like, oh, well, why is this doing this? Well, they're pushing it, you know, they got the whole agenda thing going on now. So everybody's noticing the agenda and the bills being passed and the gay rights and all that stuff. That's being noticed by people. So, therefore, everything else, it just follows with it. That's just how I see it. I mean, you know.
Hello.
Yeah. I was done.
Yeah, I dropped off the line for a second. I don't know what happened. I just heard somebody talking about live buzz and my mic cut off. Listen, I don't think my whole thing about it is now I can go deeper with this, but I just want to keep it on the surface right now. You know what I'm saying? I can totally keep it on the surface. I'm gonna keep it there. I do not think it's needed. Actually, I think it's basically it's like gay people for me, and I don't. You know what I mean? I think it's gay people that's making the movies, and they're making perverted, sick jokes in the movies, like inside
that's
the
so
movies.
That's so stupid. That's so not true.
It's the same thing. How come there's no heterosexual jokes? How come a man doesn't run and he trips and falls into and his face goes into a girl's vagina? Why does he have to fall into some guy's penis or hit somebody's face to another guy's ass? I think that's funny. A guy trips and fell and he falls into some girl's tits or her vagina. That's a straight funny joke if you're straight. That's a good funny joke if you're straight. But if you're gay, it's not funny.
But that's what's supposed to make it funny because it's taboo, especially if it's a straight person. Like, I don't understand your...
Okay. At the end of the day,
I'm telling you, because I've been around a lot of teenage white boys, I'm telling you, it's that humor. It's just like in, what was the movie with Adam Sandler, the cartoon with the deers pooping all over the place? It's the same, it's that same humor. I remember being at parties and stuff. Do you remember seeing white boys do stuff like that, like putting their penises on each other and stuff, thinking it was funny?
No.
Yeah. Well, then you weren't around any teenage white boys because that's what they would do.
Hold on. I was in a home.
I'm not
going to
mention any names.
I was in a group home amongst boys all the time. And none of that popped off at all. So I'm going to disagree.
That you saw, you can disagree. I don't care. I'm not naming any names, but a lot of them white boys from Leechburg used to do that kind of stuff all the time. They used to masturbate their dogs. I ain't saying no names because you know who I'm talking about.
We are a worldwide show, and my listener doesn't know where Leechburg is at. Just say somewhere in Pennsylvania, because we're worldwide. I have people from Nova Scotia. No, I'm just playing. I nobody listens.
Wow.
To me.
Like
Fort City.
Oh, it's a totally different world out there.
Yeah. Okay.
A bad image in my head.
Yeah,
and
I have
three teenage sons. Were teenagers, so I know. I remember what they used to do, what they thought was funny.
Guys, help me out.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Eating her dog weeds, though?
Huh?
Yeah, playing with their dogs, though? That shit is nasty.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how anyone can find that funny.
It's not funny. They thought it was funny. I never seen it. I just heard of
it. My best guess is they're falling for this whole gay agenda thing that's subliminally being
pushed. There's no agenda. That is so ridiculous. There is no agenda. That is the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. Just because you might know some people now, because it's more prevalent on TV, because they're actually not ashamed to not air. Just the same thing with, and I'm not comparing homosexuality to race, but it's the same thing with how they didn't want Ricky Ricardo and Lucille Ball on the screen together kissing or touching because they were two different races. It's the same thing. Now you see mixed races all over the place in every commercial that comes on TV. It's the same thing. It's just not as taboo as it used to be. There's no agenda. Nobody's turning you gay. Can you be turned gay? Or are you straight? I'm asking.
I can't be.
Well,
there
you go.
On me.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What other topic do you have?
I want to stay right here. It's like... I'm definitely gonna stay right here because you cannot not say it's not an agenda. It's absolutely an agenda because when you cannot escape
what's
it.
What's the agenda
like
then?
Fucking,
okay, what's the agenda?
Hold on.
What's the outcome?
Okay, let's go because you're talking to Mark. The agenda is population control. That's the agenda. The agenda is like, hold on. Now, first of all, let me tell you something. I'm not even being funny. There's a 3 second delay. So anytime anybody talks, you have to wait at least 3 seconds, or it's going to sound to the listener that we're cutting each other off. Okay. Now just wait 3 seconds so we don't be sounding all crazy. Now I'm going to tell you how. Population control. Now, since you've been using your smartphones, that's easy, and you people can go out there and Google this too. It's called the Georgia Guidestones. It's erected today. I think we already did this before. You know what I'm saying? When you want to get the population down to 500 million, okay, you can't kill people. You can't give them diseases. What can you do, though? You stop them from reproducing. So you put out a gay agenda. So if you have two men, you don't have more babies. If you have two women, you don't have more babies.
That's not true.
So therefore,
that's not true.
It will be an agenda.
That's not true. That's not true. And I'm coming from somebody who is in the gay community. Somebody who is in the gay community, there's a lot of lesbians who have kids. There's a lot of gay men that have kids. So where do you get that that's a population control?
They won't find a way.
They want kids
there?
And they find a
are
way.
Are they theirs? Are they theirs?
Yes.
Okay, so basically they turned gay.
They want children. They want children. They have toys now that they have vibrators. They have strap-ons that you could put sperm into to impregnate your girlfriend as a female. What are you talking about? Oh, hell no!
They're going to make toys. Listen.
Swear to God.
Come on, man. Like, you see how ridiculous this sounds? You know what I mean? So therefore, oh no, I'm gonna stick it right there because there are people. At the end of the day, you're not gonna try to tell me majority of the gay people want children. Why? You educate me. You being from the community, educate me. Okay. Then what's the point?
What's the point? Because you're not attracted to the opposite sex, but you still want children. Women still have that need to have kids and to have that motherly bond. I've seen full-blown studs that were 9 months pregnant because they want kids.
Guys, we are being thoroughly schooled right now. You guys want to help me out here? She's kind of schooling us right now with the gay stuff.
Shit. I thought the topic was about to get hard. How the hell did that happen? You know what I'm
with
saying?
That?
I thought the topic was about the movie Get Hard. Like, damn.
Because in the movie, there's a scene where Will Ferrell is taught how to orally pleasure a man because he's going to jail.
What the hell?
Yeah,
I've never seen the movie. So now I don't think I want to watch it. That shit's in there. I mean, holy hell. I'd rather watch a damn James Bond movie from the 70s. Shit.
Okay. What else do I want to talk about?
I don't know.
Well, do you want to talk about that Pacquiao
okay.
fight?
I'm getting off.
It,
enjoy
it,
the rest of your show.
It's been real.
Hold on.
I'm at work. Can you tell the people how to get in contact with you on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram? Say your name.
Lips Lucas.
Lips Lucas on Instagram, everything.
Yes.
Thank you. Yep. Lucas on the check in. Oh, you want to talk some boxing in Reno, Shebang?
That's what the other thing you had on there, right? I mean,
I'm definitely going to talk some boxing today, but I'm definitely going to talk about the big fight that's coming up May 2nd, Mayweather, Pacquiao. You know what I'm saying? Been brewing for about 6 years now, five or six years, and
right.
I want to jump ahead of this real quick so everybody that's out there in Up and Smoke Radio land that I'm jumping on this early. I am calling because when you deal with boxing, it's not like football, it's not like all the other sports. You got to factor in the corruption factor, okay? Now, all reports are saying this fight is basically worth $250 million. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. $250 million. There's only 1,000 tickets available at this point left. Tickets are outrageous. You have to, you know what I mean? They're basically $10,000 a ticket, basically. So... yeah, so Smokey right now on record is calling a draw only because they're going to do a rematch and make more money. Because if they're having a fight, and I just walk with it, I don't know if it's a boxing head like that, but they're having a fight at the MGM Grand, you know what I'm saying, which holds 16,000 people. Basically, this fight is basically for the 1%. You know, I mean, there's even records. I mean, it's on record. There's reports, excuse me, that Jay-Z is having an after-fight party, and it's $50,000 to attend this party. Okay? People are caking off on this party. So, therefore, I say there's going to be a draw so they can fight again, and they'll have a rematch at Texas Stadium where the Cowboys plays, which holds 100,000 people. And then everybody can come, and they'll probably make $1 billion off of it. Light work.
I totally see that happening.
That's possible, but my question is, how quickly will the fights happen in between that first one and the next one? Because if they try to draw it out too long, people will lose interest.
No. It's going to come right back in September. You know what I mean? Nobody gets hurt. You know what I mean? Nobody gets hurt. Anything like that. It comes back in September. As a rematch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're gonna have a pre-fight, then a fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Yeah. Let's get the love to ourselves and then let's boost it.
So why not? You know what I'm saying? At any event, that's early. So you heard it here first. You know what I'm saying? There's some other boxing news I would like to discuss, but these guys ain't heads. You know what I'm saying? And I don't see none of my heads on unless they hit that one button and they want to do something. But we will. You know what I'm saying? What did you think about that whole a girl? Because we might have been off a little bit. A girl calling in from the gay community saying there is no agenda, guys. We didn't. I see young guys wanted to hold back because it was a female. You wanted to keep it respectable. But what do you really feel about the whole talk, man? I'm going to go ahead and let you have the floor for a little bit and let you say and do your thing.
You want to go first?
Whoever goes first.
At the same time, I can see where she's coming from. Like, it's hard to get people to turn gay, but if you get them young and put it in their mind, they will become. And that's where I think the agenda comes in. It's not meant for people of our age and people that she's talking about. It's meant for people who are maybe between teen and under, people who are still trying to figure themselves out. If you sway them in one direction, they will go in that direction. And I think that's the point that she missed.
Now, hold on, guys. Now we didn't want to make it. I wanted her to get her points out and get her things out to the table because I didn't want to make it a debate. You know what I mean? For say, I just wanted her to get her things off. So, but, like, if we really wanted to go in, like she said at one point, right, that there are gay people that have children. She even said it herself that she has 3 boys, her being from that, so I'm not, like, putting her out there. She said it herself, okay? So at one point, somebody had to get turned gay. If you had children already and you were straight, at one point you had to be turned gay. And I mean, this is something that, not for us, this is something that we have to ask for the next time she chimes in if we've been having this conversation again. But at the end of the day, there was, you know, if you had children, right, there would have to be some type of program or something in you after all these years. You just decided, and I'm not even talking about her. She's like, this is something, like, that's done. You know what I mean? Would you leave her personal life. But you say, like, somebody else, you know what I mean? And say, okay, you had children, so something had to tell you that you were gay or you decided to be gay. You know what I mean? Like, what triggered you to say, okay, all of a sudden I want to go the opposite direction? You understand what I'm saying? So there had to be some type of program in there to where you said, or you wasn't that in the first place if you had to keep it hidden. Because we already know if there are a lot of things, if you can't do it in the light, you ain't got no business doing it in the first place.
True. I think it all starts at. I mean, people need to look up and start maybe at Agenda 21. You know, that's a Google that. Agenda 21. Population control, depopulation of the world, all that good stuff. Put it there. So therefore, there is agendas. Agendas are on everything. They put an agenda on everything. I mean, even us as people, we put an agenda on everything. That is pretty much translated into goals. We have goals. They are called also agendas.
Now, agendas don't have to be a bad thing. When we have, short-term, long-term goals, it's daily activities, things we want to do, those are all categories under agendas. Now, when we
okay,
when
let's,
we
let's
agendas,
put it this way. Let me give you one. Let me bust it down to you real quick because I know you're grown, but I think I can explain it real quick. Say if you want to get rich, people. Okay, what you're gonna do? You're gonna save your money. Okay, you're gonna probably get two or three jobs. You're probably going to click coupons. You're probably going to shop on the discount rack. You're probably going to use your Advantage card as much as possible. All these things to save money, to get money. So it doesn't really matter if it doesn't affect you. They might have an agenda, but it's going to be three or four things out of one agenda. You understand what I'm saying? So you're just like we, like, you understand what I'm saying? You might clip coupons, but you're going to get rich. You might pinch your pennies.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So this agenda might not affect her, but it affects other people's in other ways. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So
it really doesn't
matter if you see it or not. It's already there, and it's there. You might not see it, but it's there. So you can look at a person and say, hey, I want to go to school. I want to be a doctor. So you're going to study. You're going to do the books, but you're doing all these things to attain the one goal. So it doesn't matter if the movie part doesn't hit you directly. It might be the music that hit you directly. It might be the sitcoms. It might be a game. You know what I mean? It might be a damn a reality show. And the thing is, it almost, like, it's not, you know what I mean? Like, for real, let's be clear here, people. I don't care about straight people, let alone gay people. It's just that the fact that it's just that once people start separating themselves, like, and try to make it seem like they're not a human and want special shit, it's like, wait a minute, then they turn around and say they want to get treated the same. And this goes for everybody. This goes for quote-unquote minorities. It's like they want to be, you want to get treated special, but you want to get treated the same. Like, you know, but you come out and say, hey, I'm gay or I'm an Indian or whatever have you. And then you want those privileges, but then you get treated the same and then you get mad and then you want us to understand where you're coming from, but it ends up getting forced on us instead of us being educated by it.
True. True. Well explained.
Hey Wes, you've been kind of quiet over there. Did she shut your mic off?
I know. No, it's just my only take on that entire conversation, even from the Hillary to the gay agenda to everything. She couldn't look past the personal aspect.
Let's leave her out of it and talk about the broad discussion as a whole. You hear me?
And that was, yeah.
I didn't follow the 3-second rule. My bad. Continue.
Yeah, because that was my basic thing is you got to take yourself out of the situation and not look at it from a personal aspect. Because just because it's not snowing where you're at, that doesn't mean it's not cold in Russia. Or just because it's snowing where you're at, that doesn't mean global warming isn't happening. So you got to look at things as a whole. And that's my only take from it. She looked at everything from a personal aspect.
I like to use this one, and this is a good analogy that I came up with myself. I say, just because your eyes is closed doesn't mean the room is dark.
True.
Yeah, I got, you know, something like that. You know, like I say, don't think outside the box, just make the box bigger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you make the box bigger, then, you know, you have more thinking room.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been using that terminology for years, you know, and it always works for me. But, you know, everybody's different, you know what I'm saying? And to see it from, to have your own opinion
is to have your own perspective, your own vision of how you see a situation. If we're five people standing in a room and we all look at a television series or something, we all may interpret it different, which we, that's how we're supposed to be. We're humans. We do that. But the way we act is, you know, on opinion and vision, you know, which our opinion is our vision. That's how we see it. And that's why people say, oh, everybody's entitled to their opinion because everybody's vision is different. So there's not one wrong opinion or vision or thought that someone can say. It's just, hey, okay, well, you put that in consideration because, you know, say, hey, look, okay, well, I don't see it that way. So, you know, maybe I should, you know, see where my vision is or however you do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sorry.
Go ahead.
No, that was me. That was me. That's where I stopped.
But what I was saying was, Wes, you may have thought that she took it from a personal aspect, but maybe that's how you interpret it, because I honestly didn't see that. I seen it as, you know, her perspective, you know, her vision or whatever. Maybe if it was a personal aspect, you know, it's not for her to be crucified. It's her opinion. I mean, what you said, if she had said, well, maybe you took it as a personal aspect or anything like that, you say, oh, no, it's just my vision. You know, it's how I see it. You know, you can't, I don't think you should crucify her for doing that. You know what I mean?
And I'm not crucifying her at all. I'm just looking at it from that point is, okay, she was looking at it from a personal aspect. I'm looking at it from a different view. And that's
right.
Basically
right.
The point I was making.
Okay.
And that's what this roundtable discussion was for, to look at it from a outside view.
Right. The whole thing is it's whole. You know what I'm saying? The whole topic, just the topic itself. And then have everybody have their, you know, their outtake on it.
Now I got something close. I want to go ahead and put something out there real quick. I can't even find it. But, we could discuss it right now. You know what I'm saying? We got about 20 minutes. We can discuss it. You know what I'm saying? And, in some light, you should have went to the news and notes section, you know what I'm saying? But we can always end it out with something light work, something less heated, something everybody can probably chime into. I think we definitely nailed it. I think we can pretty much go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, get our last words in, because that was a nice discussion we had. And I think I'll save this next one here for next week, and maybe I'll call yourself from behind the scenes so you can have a week to prepare for it. You won't even need a week. You'd probably need about 15 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Because it's nothing very serious at all. You know what I mean? But, you know, it's starting to get down to the line, you know, and it'll be light work. So if you guys want to go ahead and discuss anything you want to, you know, before we hang up, whether it be your music or something you want to promote, or just a subject real quick we can talk about real quick for this last 20 minutes, you're more than welcome to bring it up. I will mute myself and you guys have the floor.
Wow.
All right. So, Reno, what do you want to discuss?
I have no idea.
I guess I'll plug in my album, yeah. Metamorphosis, the new Rojo Inferno album. This is my second album. y'all can wait for this. It'll be coming pretty soon. I got a few special features. I'm not going to say who. I got a few surprises coming up.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. I mean, we touched, some subjects tonight, and which, you know, don't know how some people felt about them. I mean, I never seen the movie, and, you know, it's really going to deter me from seeing it now. I mean, there's some kind of scenes in there that I don't want to be part of. It's like, if I get the whole American Pie thing, I've never seen the American Pie movies. I started to watch one a long time ago when they first started coming out, and then when I seen how unhumorous they were, I stopped watching them. And then they made, 12 of them afterwards? You know, that's just redundant. I mean, just like the whole Jackass thing when that came out. I mean, that didn't last too long. There are some things that are funny, but not stuff like that. I mean, you know, whacking each other in parts that you shouldn't even. Come on, that's just. I mean, there's nothing funny about that. That's some serious hospital time. You know what I'm saying?
True. My take on that is, if people want to get injured for my entertainment, I'm gonna let them. That's their decision.
Well, I don't. I personally don't think none of that stuff is funny. You know, I personally don't. You know, that whole American Pie change stuff in that area is just not funny. I don't see that as funny at all. It's disturbing, if you ask me. It's very disturbing. Very disturbing. I want to watch Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome 300 times in a row before I watch 10 minutes of one of those movies. You know, and I don't even like Mad Max because I watched it 100 times. But I'm just
and the thing is, what you were saying earlier, just to throw, I wanted to throw this in there real quick. What you were saying earlier about the guys is up there hurting each other, and what both of you said, because I'll take what you both said and try to make something out of it here. You said people up there, you know, getting hit in their private parts or whatever like that. And Wes, you said, hey, if people going to go ahead and, you know, basically deface themselves for my entertainment, so be it. But you got to understand. And then, you know, you're like, hey, because they're getting paid, it's basically their job to do a damn fool. So you're not really feeling bad, which I wouldn't feel bad neither, because they're getting paid. It's not like they're out there, you know, willingly. This is not like hood fights that we see on World Star Hip Hop of people being exploited here. These guys sign contracts, and they signed up, and they get paid well for doing shit like this. So, and this is... And this is where we can almost go in, and this is where we can say, that's how you know there could be an agenda even on this, people, is because you got to understand how many people emulate that shit. I said something earlier about the American Pie, about a guy, he basically came in a cup of beer, ejaculated a cup of beer, and the dude ended up drinking it. Could you imagine how many people, you know what I'm saying, emulated that or tried that out? And also, it goes back to these guys are being paid. You know, these world star people out there exploiting themselves, having hood fights, they're not being paid. But see, you got to understand, that's still that whole Jackass movement. You got to understand, world star hip hop is nothing but black Jackass. You
right.
know, it's black Jackass. So it's but the Jackass people were being paid. Go ahead, people.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever's out there, you can steal that as a Facebook status. Yeah, World Star Hip Hop is the black Jackass.
Wow.
But anything else, you guys got to get out there. You know what I'm saying?
No, I mean, I got something, but it's a whole other topic, and we'll save it.
Yeah, maybe we'll save it for next week. I'll call you guys here. You know what I mean? Actually, I'm gonna go ahead and get it started.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We'll check you out next week. Thank you to the homies Reno Sedan, Rojo Inferno, Ryan Shotgun with me. And we're going to check it out. We're going to say peace. Peace out, fellas. Set a piece of peace. Peace, 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 peace,
peace. We out, y'all.
We out, Trump Radio. We out. All right, fellas, I'll call you in a second. All right.
Oh.